And good morning, everybody out there. This is Tom Harris, and welcome to Tom Harris Live. This is Tom, and I am in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, and it is absolutely gorgeous outside today. I went out earlier and got a little bit of coffee, and what fantastic weather. It's just one of those days. I want to go right back outside again, and maybe I will after the show. Maybe I'll go outside and wander down to the park. And so, it's been a very long week this week. It seems like it's been forever since I've talked to you folks. I would like to, so you can feel free to contact the show. If you want to contact Tom Harris Live, you have three options. You can Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. You can call our landline in the UK at 020-3287-1488. Or you can email the show at tom@tomharrisusa.com, and I'll get to your email on the next program. So we do have some topics today, and the topics are, with summer coming up, because we're having this gorgeous summer weather right now, I have a summer topics for you today. And the first one is, what are your vacation plans? Where are you going this year, if anybody has any plans to go away, or just to take a couple weeks off at home, or go to the seaside, or go to Disney World, or so forth, then I'd like to hear about it. And of course, the Skype address is United Kingdom Radio. I do have a couple of messages here. The first message is from Irving Distiller. He asked me to pass this along. And Irving will not be with any of the shows this weekend because of a computer problem, unfortunately, because Irving is always a great caller, of course, but apparently, he's got this really old IBM computer. I've got one of these really old IBM computers as well. I think mine is literally older than young Mikey Holt. And apparently, his motherboard went bad on the computer, so he won't be joining us today. So, too bad for Irving. And I would just kind of like to take this opportunity, and I know this is a little somber, but you know, it has to be said, is I want to extend my condolences to Paul Edwards for the loss of his mother. People probably have noticed that Paul didn't show up for his announced shows this week, and that's why. So, I'm very sorry to hear that, Paul, and I'm looking forward to having you back this week and the shows that you intended to do last week. All right, so going on, I have clips today. The Name the Riff game, Mikey Holt got all three of them last week, so I've made them a little bit harder this week. Hopefully people will be up to the challenge, and if not, I'll have to go back to easier clips. So the way this works is I have three musical clips. They're each about 10 to 15 seconds long, and they are by fairly well-known a musical artist, and nobody too obscure. One easy, one medium, and one hard. The first person to Skype in and know the artist and song for all three will win a prize. The prizes I have up for grabs today, I have several. I have a wall map of the USA. I have ancient Roman coin, genuine. I have miniature Tibetan prayer flags. And I have a Neopets plushie from McDonald's. And those are the prizes up for grabs on the clip game today. So here are the clips. And if anybody out there can identify all three of these clips, they can win a prize from Tom Harris Live. All right, so my first topic, of course, is vacation plans. What do people have planned for this year, for this vacation, whether it be the summertime or whether it be the fall or the winter or whatever? My own personal vacation plans And that's kind of the only thing I have planned this year, is that in the beginning of August, I'm going to be going away for a week up to Minnesota for my family reunion. This takes place every 3 years, and it's always, of course, a really, really good time. And we all really enjoy it. Well, and my mom's family, oh, we have a caller coming in. Hello on Skype. Hello. Hello on Skype. All right, well, we don't have anybody on Skype there, so if you, hang on a second. Hello, okay. The Skype thing is always such a pain. Anyway, we do have somebody, there we go. Hello on Skype. Hello. All right, so we have somebody who is, hello on Skype.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Good grief.
Yes,
all right.
I can hear you. Hello.
Oh, dear. I hope you can't see me.
I can see you. Turn off the stream, please.
I can't see you. Turn off the stream,
please. Okay.
The audio stream.
Hello. I think I just did that. Okay.
Yes. Hello. That's much better. Now I don't hear myself feeding back. So who is this?
Hey, it's Peter.
It's Peter. Hello, Peter. Peter in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
And I seem to have more windows open. So
I'm still hearing myself feeding back.
Yes.
Yes. So, see, what you want to do is turn off the United Kingdom Radio stream so you can just listen through Skype.
I just closed out of Safari entirely.
Cool. So how are you, sir?
I'm okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to. I didn't think I would be like interrupting you mid-sentence. I was trying to send you. Trying to send you a text hello, and it wouldn't let me. So.
Oh right. Okay. So yeah. So do you have any vacation plans this year?
Not really. Not really. We're a big birthday party tonight, and may go to a TimeGate convention. This weekend, it's a Doctor Who Stargate kind of thing.
Oh, cool!
Yes.
So that's another good topic for discussion. And what are you geeky about? So if anybody has things that they are geeky about, I tried to do that topic on one of the earlier live shows, but nobody actually responded to it. So
what
Peter,
am I not geeky about?
For those of you who may be unaware, Peter and I know each other very well. We've known each other for many, many, many years. And Peter lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
Although I am quite young.
Yes. Well, yeah. He's much, much younger than me, of course. Many, many years younger than me. So I have another topic. And I hadn't quite gotten to that yet. So the other topic, this is a really fun topic. And I'm stealing it from Mikey Holt's show because I thought it was such a good topic, and I didn't have a chance to answer the topic myself because I can't listen to Mikey's show because I'm at work when it's on. So anyway, this topic is, where have you been stuck? So Peter, have you been stuck anywhere?
There was the first time I lived in Atlanta. I had a problem with my car. It was a I won't bore you with what it was, but the end result was if I got in the car after 15 minutes, it wouldn't start. If I got back in the car like right away, you know, if I ran in and like made a deposit or something, it would be fine. If I went into the store and shopped for an hour, it would be fine. But if it was a little while, I would have to wait for an hour before the car would start again. Oh, yeah. So I would get stuck all over Atlanta. I kind of had this parking lot tour of Atlanta.
Oh, dear.
And yeah, I remember spending an hour in the zoo parking lot for some reason.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of like a serial of stuck. You know, uh-huh. It was a chain of stucknesses.
That's always exciting. Have you been stuck anywhere but Atlanta?
Sorry?
Have you been stuck anywhere but Atlanta?
Part of that same adventure was I was coming home from Atlanta to Florida. I was stuck in a parking lot at Cracker Barrel for an hour, and that was surreal. That was back in their high holy homophobic days.
Uh-huh.
And,
That does not compute.
Oh, William.
Oh, William, take it away. So what's the weather like down there in Atlanta?
It looks moderate. It doesn't look bright. I haven't actually gone out yet. I'm not quite awake. My eyes are just kind of sealed shut like a baby bird, which is why I kind of intended to just text you
rather than
actually speak, because I don't necessarily feel qualified to speak at this point. The sun's kind of peeking out.
Oh, that's so. It's a gorgeous sunny day up here right now.
Very nice.
All right, so do you want to take a stab at the clip game?
I know the third one, obviously.
I know you know the third one.
I do not know the first two.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't win a prize.
I know. Story of my life.
Sean the non-believer. Sean.
Anyway.
One thing I still like about the idea of like going to teach English in Thailand or someplace,
which is something that Peter is thinking about,
by the way, get a whole group of a whole generation of young foreign children to pick up on some of my verbal tics.
Oh, that'll be yes, that's good.
Of course, I want to walk into the classroom and say, "Good morning, class. How are you?" And I want 100 Thai 8-year-olds to go, "Fabulous."
Yeah, because, of course, my listeners don't know about this. Peter is a ESL teacher. I guess you're qualified as an ESL teacher?
Theoretically. God, when did I talk to you?
You talked to me a couple of days ago. Or was it yesterday?
It was very, very recently. But I have a job here now for a while, so.
Yeah, yes, you did mention that.
Okay, I couldn't remember. Yeah.
All right.
So.
So great. So would you like to play any of the games today? We have several games that you can play. We have 4x4. We have the animal game and the ever-popular I Spy, because I like to steal games from all over the place.
I have no idea. Would you like me to play one of the games?
That's up to you, sir.
I will be here. I will certainly submit myself to a game.
Okay. All right, so the record holder for a legitimate game of 4x4 is 1.3 minutes. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to name a topic. You will have to name four examples of that topic. So, for example, I could say four types of fresh fruit, and you would have to name four types of fresh fruit. I'll do that four times, and this is timed, of course. And you want to do it as fast as possible. And I have to actually get my listy thing of the topics, because I don't want to make this too difficult here. Hang on.
That's all right. I'm half asleep, but I intend to go back to sleep after I get off the phone with you. So
I don't blame you. I might go back to sleep. Actually, I'm going to go outside today, because it's one of those days that really makes me want to go outside. I'm just looking. Okay, here's my 4x4 topics. Okay. All right, I have to get my 4x4 music. Now, the timer will start as soon as I am done asking the first question.
Let's see. Dream categories. Let me see. Bosses who I hated, Legionnaires, and Talking Heads.
Okay. Well, I don't have any of those any of those topics. So, okay. So, here we go.
We could do a whole Legionnaires version of the game.
I could indeed, but I think most of the people listening probably wouldn't get what a Legionnaire is.
There we are.
We have a bunch of normal people out there. All right, so here we go with 4x4.
There are no normal people.
Peter from Atlanta, here is your 4x4 topics. Name to me four sci-fi movies.
Terminator, E.T., Alien, and Aliens.
Four kitchen appliances.
Egg beater, waffle iron, sifter, and potato grainer.
Four cartoon dogs.
Wow. Snoopy, Marmaduke, God. Family Guy dog. Oh, shit. Opie, and... Why am I blanking on Family Guy?
Hurry up, you're being time. Think of another.
Snert.
Four breeds of cattle.
Wow, Holstein, Longhorn, Angus.
One more.
And Bessie.
All right. There we go.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
1 minute and 15 seconds. But so far you have failed to beat the record of 1 minute and 3 seconds. but feel free to call back another time and give it another go, because we're always happy
absolutely
to have you.
Absolutely.
All right. So with that, I'm going to let you go, sir.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. All right. So it's time to cut you off.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too as well.
Yes, you listeners out there, all there, greetings from Atlanta.
Cheers. All right. Bye. Okay. So the lines are now open for another caller. If anyone else would like to call in, I greatly appreciate it if you do. Oh, I left could anyone hear that, the bumper music for that? I couldn't hear it on this end. I should probably do something about that. Anyhow, anybody else would like to call in, please feel free. So if anybody wants to challenge Peter from Atlanta in 4x4, is 1 minute and 15 seconds is not a particular landmark. We had an unofficial score of 39 seconds, by the way, for those of you who remember, but the person in question actually cheated, and so we have to redo that one. All right, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play these clips again, and if anybody can identify all clips of all three of these clips, then of course you win a prize. So here we go. So if you could name any of the three songs, please feel free to do so. All right. So I have history today in history, of course, which I forgot to do last week. In 1980, everyone was asking, who shot JR? Today was the day that the Who Shot JR episode of Dallas first aired. And of course, they left everybody hanging for the entire summer. I remember that summer because that was my first trip to Europe that year. And everyone was asking me everywhere I went if I knew who shot JR, because apparently they thought that we knew already in the States. In 1953, Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first people to conquer Mount Everest. That was today in 1953. In 1942, Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas for the film Holiday Inn. Oh, we have a caller coming in. Hello on the phone.
Topic. What is it?
Who is this?
I don't know.
It's Bob. I don't know. It's Mikey. Hello, Mikey. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
What's the topic today?
We have several topics today. First of all, what are your vacation plans this year?
This week.
Well, this year.
Going to Florida.
You're going to Florida. What are you going to do down there?
Disney. Orlando.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, Peter, who just called the show, he used to live in Orlando.
All right.
So why aren't you on Skype today, Michael?
Because I'm shopping.
You're shopping. Where are you?
At Lincoln.
At Lincoln. Like, yeah. the town of Lincoln?
Yeah, the city of Lincoln.
Oh, the city of Lincoln. Oh, that's right, because they have a cathedral, don't they? So they're a city.
They do. Well, if I stood outside the door, I'd be able to see it.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, I haven't been to Lincoln. I need to go there sometime.
Yeah. Was Ross Patzel on today?
No, he wasn't, apparently.
That's all right, then. I didn't miss the show.
I saw something last night that said he was going to be on, but he...
Yeah, so I think somebody put that who didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, so he wasn't on anyway. So here's another topic here, Michael, and I stole this one from your show. Where have you been... Sorry?
Oh, what was that thing you just said?
I said I stole this topic from you.
Oh, right, go ahead.
Where have you been stuck?
Yes, I remember that topic. I almost got stuck in Asda once.
In Asda?
Yeah.
What, did you fall asleep behind the toilet paper or something?
No. Basically, it was closing time, and we didn't get there in time, and it was the things, you know, shutters went down.
Oh.
They brought them up, sir.
Oh, that's good. That would be exciting, getting stuck in Asda. What would you do? What would you do if you got stuck in Asda?
Find a suitable thing to sleep in. Oh, what's that? That was just my landline minutes being added on. I literally just topped up the phone so I can call your beautiful show.
Oh, great, great. Thank you. Well, we appreciate that. All right.
Finally, I'm sad.
What's that?
Well, would you like to talk to the person who says I'm sad? Yeah, you call me sad in shy way.
Who is this?
This is my auntie. She's calling me sad for calling your show.
Oh. Well, how many shows are you on every week, Michael?
Huh?
How many shows do you appear on every week?
Too many.
Yeah, that is kind of sad, isn't it?
Well, I do two of my own. Yours, usually.
Uh-huh.
Paul Edwards, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Ross, if he's doing one. So about 5-6 shows.
Yeah, that's a lot of shows. So you're on you're on tomorrow then at 7 p.m. UK time.
On www.noholdsbarred.com.
There you go. All right, sir. Well, thank you very, very much for calling in.
I will play some of your games, but it's a bit noisy.
All right. Yeah, it does sound a bit noisy. Well, there's always next week.
Well, hopefully this call sounded all right, and I'll grab the podcast when I can.
Great.
Oh, did you hear mine and Ross's show the other day?
I did. It was hilarious. I loved it.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
We might
do another one again soon.
You guys make a good team for a show.
Yeah, like apparently
that.
We do, yeah.
Yeah, I think you do. All right.
All right, well, we'll have fun with the rest of your show.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. What about the music clips? You got them to hand?
Yeah, here we go. I'll play the clips again for you. Can you name all three clips, Mikey?
No, because they're very inaudible.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'll tell you what. When I get home, I'll listen before somebody answers them, and I'll tell you.
Fantastic. All right,
Mikey. I think I might recognize the third one, but without hearing it properly, I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
I'm going to say good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right. So that was young Mikey Holt, who does his own show here on he does his own show here on United Kingdom Radio on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. So please feel free to tune in for that. All right. So, where was I? I was doing the Today in History, and it had gotten to 1942. White Christmas was recorded for the film Holiday Inn. Bing Crosby, of course, famous for doing that song. In 1960, Sophia Loren had millions of dollars in jewels stolen from her hotel room while filming the film The Millionaires. You'd think she'd know better. You know? You'd think she'd keep these jewels locked up. In 1968, the first English football team to win the World Cup won. That was Manchester United. That was 1968. In 1990, Boris Yeltsin was elected the first president of Russia following the fall of the Soviet Union. In 1999, the Space Shuttle Discovery became the first space shuttle to dock with the International Space Station. Can you believe it's been 11 years? That's a long time. And then in 2004, the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. was dedicated. So, all right. So, good on that. So, if anybody else would like to call in, please feel free. The Skype address is, you know, I'll just play the contact jingle here. Just a moment. If you want to contact Tom Harris Live, you have three options. You can Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. You can call our landline in the UK at 020-3287-1488. Or you can email the show at tom@tomharrisusa.com, and I'll get to your email on the next program. All right, so we do have another feature. Now, those of you who may remember back in the very first episode, we had a call from my good friend Scott Mitchell, who does Scott Podcast. You can go listen to his podcast at scottpodcast.com. And we did a game called You Be the Judge. And he was kind enough to record several of these You Be the Judge cases for me. And I'm going to go ahead and play the first of these here. And if anybody wants to weigh in on the You Be the Judge topic, please feel free to do so. So here we go.
This one is called Caught in the Act. A woman shopping in a grocery store was pushing a shopping cart in which she had several items in her purse. A store employee observed that the woman took two items from a shelf, put them in her purse, and put her purse back in the cart. The store manager confronted her, and the woman was charged with larceny and shoplifting. The defense insisted that she had not taken the items out of the store and had intended to pay for them. So basically, they busted her while she was still in the store. Did the court rule for or against the store?
All right, so there we go. That was the first of our You Be the Judge scenarios as submitted by Scott. He sent me six of these, and if they prove to be popular, then maybe that can become a regular feature of the show, because I did enjoy that when Scott called. Unfortunately, that was the famous lost episode of Tom Harris Live that we only, the last 15 minutes of the show survived. And I tacked that those last 15 minutes onto the end of one of my pre-recorded shows. Now, I do another show. And for those of you who don't know, this is a pre-recorded podcast that I do at TomHarrisUSA.com. The name of the show is Tom Harris USA. And I just posted episode number 88 this past Wednesday. The show comes out every Wednesday, so if you like this show, then you might like that show as well. Anyway, it's a very different type of show, as I talk about more serious topics and issues that affect everybody from my own point of view. All right, so I have an email here, and this email is this is an anonymous email. Actually, they requested that I not say who they are. And it says that caller Oscar seems to have an obsession with fleas. Maybe he's the one who should be called. So that was a response to a call we had last week from Oscar, talking about whether you're a cat person or a dog person. And Oscar thought that both cats and dogs are flea bags and that they should all be exterminated. So apparently a pet lover there. And I think that was all the mail that we got last week. I have that mail from Irving that I talked about earlier about his computer being down. So unfortunately, no Irving this week. Where is everybody this week, incidentally? There's a lot of people who don't seem to be on this week. Where's Bob? I don't know. And I see some people out there lurking in the darkness. I see Suko. Hello, Suko. And I see Oscar out there. I see Gary. Gary, it's been a long time since you've called in and actually said something, so feel free to call in. And I see that also Chris Reardon is out there listening as well. All right, so it's bottom of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the UK radio trails, and I'll be right back.
Hey, guys and gals. Suko here, all the way from New York. Why not come and join me live on United Kingdom Radio on Sundays from 5 to 6 p.m. UK time. That's 12 to 1 p.m. New York time. I'd love for you to call in and we can chat about many things. So come and join me. Speak soon.
Hello, I'm Paul Edwards, and you can join my show between 7 and 8 p.m. on a Monday evening on United Kingdom Radio. I'll throw in a couple of topics, you can call the show, and we can talk about them. That's how it works. It's simple. But I don't mind, you can also talk about whatever you want to. So go on, join me. You know you want to.
Hello, this is Mikey Holt from United Kingdom Radio, and I'm now doing a show. There's quite a bit of fun in it. There's a couple of games, such as the guitar solo game. There's What Am I Holding? What's That Noise? And of course, there'll be topics. There'll be, hopefully, phone calls. And we'll just have a bit of a laugh, you know. So, join me Friday nights, 6 till 7 p.m. for the Mikey Holt Show on United Kingdom Radio.
Hello, join me, Lee Mills, on United Kingdom Radio at 8 o'clock every Monday. We're going to be talking about the best topics and also we'll be taking in your phone calls too. We may play some games, so you can join in with that as well. And also, you can get involved with any of the topics that we have to offer. So join me every Monday, 8 p.m. on United Kingdom Radio.
All right, so those are the trails for the United Kingdom Radio programs. And I do encourage everybody to tune in to all the shows. I listen to every single show that comes out on United Kingdom Radio, so I really do enjoy that. All right, so the topic I stole from Mikey... Where have you been stuck? The reason why I stole that topic from him was because I've had a couple good stories about being stuck. And I wasn't able to call in and answer them on his show, so I might as well talk about them here. And of course, you can interrupt me at any time by Skyping in to United Kingdom Radio. The first and most notorious of those being stuck stories was... I was in the UK in 1996. I did 2 months in the UK traveling around. And my intention, and because it was the time of year, Christmas time, and it was my intention to be staying in Salisbury over Christmas and Boxing Day, and that was sort of how I had my plan. But unfortunately, this was a time when the rail system in... Peter from Atlanta says, oh, stuck. I was trapped naked on a balcony in Athens once. Oh, that sounds exciting. Athens, where? Athens, Greece? Or Athens, Georgia? Or Athens, Ohio? I guess I'm going to guess Athens, Georgia. Because Peter's in Atlanta. But, it was Athens, Greece. All right. Just naked. When was that? You can tell us. Anyway, I was... on my way to Salisbury, which is where I was going to spend the Christmas and Boxing Day holiday, unfortunately, the trains were running very, very late that day, and so I found myself stuck in Bristol, of all places. And I never really intended to go to Bristol. I was there just to change trains, basically. And I was stuck there at midnight, and the last train had just left to go to Salisbury. So I was stuck in frickin' Bristol for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. I had very little money, and everything was closed. It was the worst travel experience of my life. And if there's... It's frickin' Bristol. And I still refer to this F in Bristol whenever I get the chance. And, a few things were open on Christmas Eve, and I was able to get dinner and so forth. Finding a place to stay was difficult. I ended up at the youth hostel in Bristol and then tried on Boxing Day to get out of Bristol, and that didn't work out because there were no buses running, there were no trains running, and in other words, it was a pretty miserable experience. So that was my being stuck in effing Bristol story. And the other place I got stuck was in Riihimäki, Finland. Those of you who know Paul from Finland, who calls to the show occasionally, I was actually going to his wedding, and this was way back in 1988. And I decided, because I had got into to Helsinki fairly late at night, there was one train going towards Kotka going out that night. And I figured, oh, great, you know, I'll get on the train. It takes about 3 hours to get there. I'll get to Kotka 3 in the morning. I can hang out at the train station. No. Was not to be. What happened was I got on the train at midnight in Helsinki, and the first stop of the train was in Kouvola, and that went fine. And then the second, coming up to Riihimäki, and went to Riihimäki, and the train stopped there. Train driver got off. Train conductors chased everybody off the train, and the train shut down. So 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm stuck in Riihimäki, Finland, and it was cold out. The station was closed, so I couldn't go into the station and keep warm. So I had to sleep on a park bench at the Riihimäki train station in Riihimäki, Finland. And that was a most unfortunate experience. But, you know, the thing about those things, it's never funny at the time. But I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that story since 1988. All right, well, Peter says 1988, he was stuck in naked on a balcony in Athens, Greece. He was also stuck in London and ended up hanging out at the closing night of Chess with a bunch of crazed ABBA fans. And he met Murray Head. All right, well, that's pretty exciting there. So have you been stuck anywhere? All right, so Suko, hello, Suko. Suko says that she lost me right in the middle of your trail. So please feel free to call in, Suko, if you'd like to chat about your vacation plans or where you've been stuck, because that seems to be a pretty exciting topic. All right, so once again, I'm going to play the contact jingle here, just a moment. If you want to contact Tom Harris Live, you have three options. You can Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. You can call our landline in the UK at 020-3287-1488. Or you can email the show at tom@tomharrisusa.com, and I'll get to your email on the next program. All right, so if anybody wants to call in, now's the time to do it. Suko, are you going to call in? That'd be good to hear from you. Because Suko's starting her show tomorrow, and it'll be tomorrow at 7 p.m. UK time, which is it 7 p.m.? I'm sorry, it'd be maybe 6 p.m. I don't know. So Suko, you'll have to call in and tell us all when your show's going to be on, because I'm looking forward to that. You know, it's always exciting to have the new show starting and to be able to hear, you know, people's individual points of view and to hear the sort of the topics and to participate and to all the stuff that goes on in everyone's show, because I do really enjoy everybody's show. And I listen to, I'm going to say probably about 20 different podcasts and live shows kind of combined. And I have to say, I really do enjoy them all. And we're expecting Suko to call at any moment here, but she's getting her setup prepared to call in. Okay, well, before Suko calls, I'm going to go ahead and play the clips again. If anybody can identify all three of the clips, they can win a prize. And hello on Skype. Hello.
Hello?
Suko.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Hello. How are you, Suko?
The fabulous Suko?
The fabulous Suko, who starts her show on United Kingdom Radio tomorrow.
I do.
And what time is your show on?
It's on 5 p.m. UK time. That's 12 noon here. That would be 11 where you are.
That's right. So, all right. So you're on an hour later than I am, except on Sunday.
Right.
All right. Well, that'll be exciting. I'll be sure to be there, at least for the beginning part of the show.
Great.
So you have a...
The day may change because my dear friend Chris Reardon will not be available on Sundays at 5 o'clock.
Oh, dear.
So, but I have a lot of my friends, I notified my friends about Sunday already, so we'll keep it at Sunday for a while, see what happens.
Right, and I think that's mostly because of the sound recording, right?
Yeah.
Now, what you could do in the meantime is just record your show on Audacity or something, like I do.
Or Ustream. Yeah,
or Ustream, right, and Ustream would record it as well, yeah. There's a couple of options, and I don't know that Chris absolutely has to be there, but you know, it's always good when he is. So you have a getting stuck story, don't you?
I do. I actually talked about it on Mikey and Ross's show this week. I got stuck in Guilin Airport for 14 hours. That's in China.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't go outside, and it was really stuffy in there because there were soldiers all around the place with a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we were stuck was there was a problem with the part on the plane we were supposed to be on, so they had to fly another plane to Hong Kong to get the part.
Aye.
Meanwhile, all these other planes were flying from Guilin to Guangzhou, where we were trying to go. But they wouldn't put us on that plane, They made us wait.
What, did they give you any explanation of why they wouldn't put you on?
No. The Chinese don't do that, Tom.
Oh, okay.
They only give you good news. They don't like to give you bad news. But the good thing was, there's always a good side to everything. There was the best shopping in that airport. It was so dirt cheap that I bought so much. I bought gifts for friends I would have never bought gifts for.
Uh-huh.
But it was the only thing to do. Here's my husband. He was there, too. And we were there with a whole bunch of friends that we had met in China but are still friends to this day. That was on my first trip in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
I've been back twice since.
All right.
The second time we went to bring home our daughter.
Uh-huh.
And the third time we went to go back to her orphanage to show her off, and we helped out a little.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
I've never been to China.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. We've been all over China, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And,
what was your favorite part of China?
We really like where my daughter's from, which I don't want to mention, actually.
Okay, all right. Well, don't mention it then.
But it's near Nanjing. We like Nanjing. Oh, Nanjing was fun because we kept getting looks and people talking. They weren't used to seeing a Caucasian, well, I'm sort of Caucasian, couple.
A half Caucasian couple.
I have green eyes, you know, with a 9-year-old Chinese child. You know, they were used to seeing babies, but not 9-year-olds.
Right.
But then when we talked to the director of the orphanage, this is what she told us. So nice. She goes, they're not used to seeing such nice-looking Americans.
Aw.
Really? That's what they said. Actually, we got followed in Nanjing, and we were in a Walmart there, and all these people who worked there were following us around. They thought we were movie stars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they wanted our autographs. Especially, they thought my husband was the coach from an American basketball team. He's tall, and that I was a movie star.
Oh,
how
dear.
Do you get that?
They must not take that.
Put it in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah, I know. Nothing that exciting has ever happened to me. they have Walmarts in China. That's kind of scary.
Oh yeah, Yeah, but you know they had the greatest stuff there? Mm-hmm. I bought my daughter and all her friends these little pairs of underwear with pigs on the front, and the back had little curly tails.
Aw.
Never saw that here.
No, they don't sell that at Walmart around here.
Got a lot of Chinese books, you know, that were in Chinese character.
Mm-hmm.
Yin, which is the like the romanization of the language.
Right, okay. Like Romaji in Japanese.
Yeah, like, and in English, so they were great books to study. You know, we were studying Chinese anyway,
mm-hmm.
but they were really fun books. It was a great trip.
Oh, nice.
That particular trip was great, and a friend of mine was living in Beijing as a diplomat.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were in Beijing, we stayed with him, and I mean, we really got to see Beijing that time. It was really amazing.
Right, right. So did you get to stay like in the embassy, or where did they put
you
up?
Yeah, well, embassy housing.
Oh, nice, nice.
And we had our own section of his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know that he was there with four kids. Well, he had three kids at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was so quiet. It was beautiful, beautiful trip. They're not there now. They're in Florida. We just visited them.
All right.
Anyway, I just rolled out of bed. We went to see Banana Spiel last night, Cirque du Soleil.
All right. How would you think?
It was so much fun. I don't care what the review said.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blast.
Yeah, well, reviewers aren't always right.
Yeah, I'm a reviewer.
Well, you're always right.
But I always look for the positive side of everything.
Right.
It's always positive. And I'll tell you, I never saw my daughter laugh so much at a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a lot of fun.
So does that mean you're going to go see the Addams Family then?
I'll probably see it eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd see it before it closes. Shows,
well, it may still... Actually, it's doing well in ticket sales.
Oh, that's good.
It's doing really well. It's the hottest new ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other shows I want to see first. So.
All right.
My friend Ace Young is in Hair, so I want to go see that.
Oh, is there a revival of Hair right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to see that on stage. I've never seen it on stage.
Yeah. The only thing is, I don't really want to see Ace naked. like the brother, you know.
That does not compute.
Confused with me. Anyway, so please, please, please listen and call in, everybody, tomorrow at 5 p.m.
So it's called Live from New York, Suco and Friends.
Yeah, and my first guest host is my husband, an engineer, Jerry.
All right, right. Well, that I'm looking forward to that. So what? What are your vacation plans this year, Suco?
Well, my daughter was auditioned for American Ballet Theatre's summer program, and she made it, and she'll be in Detroit. So we're flying her out there because she's only 14.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll be there for a month, and then we'll go back at the end. She'll be performing at the Detroit Opera House, so we want to be there for the performances. So that's basically our... That's all our only plans right now. Mm-hmm. We're thinking of Hawaii early next year.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, that's one of the five American states that I haven't been to.
I've been there. My husband and I went on our honeymoon, but at the time we could only afford to stay on Oahu.
Right.
So we want to see Maui and Kauai and the Big Island.
That'll be good. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to go to Hawaii, but this so far the opportunity hasn't arisen.
Yeah, I'll go anywhere. Jade just met a boy from Australia at dance competition, and they like inseparable. Now she wants to go there, and that's always been a dream of mine. So maybe we'll go there someday.
I'd like to go to Australia.
Yeah,
can I come with you?
Oh, I'd love you to.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm going to win the lottery and take everybody.
That would be fantastic. I'd do the same thing. If I won the lottery, I'd take everybody to Australia.
Yeah.
And leave them there.
We could all go to London and visit with Chris.
I would like to go. Yeah, well, I'm planning on going back to the UK at some point in the next couple of years. So, yeah, it won't be too long before.
My husband heard me say that, and he goes, "We've already been there. We've been there a couple of times." he said, "No," he said, "we've already won the lottery, because when we got our daughter, we feel like we've won the lottery."
Aww.
It's the truth. She's an incredible girl. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it. And you get to go to wonderful places like Detroit for vacation. Heard that.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Detroit in the summertime, the destination of all Americans.
Uh-huh. Everybody should be going to Detroit this summer.
Actually, I'd love to be coming to Chicago. I've never been there. I'd love to go there. We've been there, you know, stopovers.
Right.
O'Hare.
Right.
But.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people have changed planes in O'Hare and not really gone into the town at all.
But the airport's quite nice.
It is, and I think it's amazingly easy to get around.
Yeah, it's a very nice airport. Mm. I'll tell you, the worst airport to navigate is Kennedy, JFK.
I don't think I've ever been to that one.
Yeah, I live like 7 miles from there.
Ah, gotcha.
Very close. At LaGuardia, Jerry is right. LaGuardia, which is our other local airport, mm-hmm. It's a little further, is actually worse than Kennedy.
I've been to LaGuardia.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I changed planes there.
Internal flights change planes there.
Yeah. I forget where
JFK
I was.
JFK is an international.
Well, maybe I wasn't. Wait, no. I think I was in an international flight, so maybe it was JFK.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So you're very close to me, Tom.
Aw. Well, yeah, I was there for all of about 40 minutes.
Well, I guess you didn't get a taste of Long Island. Well, it's not quite Long Island, it's Queens.
Uh-huh.
Well,
hello? Somebody has joined us. Oh, no. They hung up.
Well, your time's almost up.
It is, yeah. Well, time flies when you're having fun. I got 8 minutes left to the show.
Is Ross on after you?
I don't know. You know, I had read somewhere that he was supposed to be on before me. But maybe he's coming on after me. I don't know.
I think if I change shows, I'd probably come on after you.
That would be excellent.
If that can work out, yeah.
It would work for me. I mean, that'd be fantastic to have you following me.
Yeah, that's a thought. I wanted to keep one day free because I do the other show on the.
We don't talk about
station
that.
Up north.
We don't talk about that northern station with Shmame Shmeen.
Yeah, it we don't talk about it, but it rhymes with Shmame Shmide. And yeah, so I do that on Sundays from 10:30. I'm on about 10:30, so I wanted to get it all done in one day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not working out with my friend Chris, so we'll see.
Yeah,
maybe I don't need him.
Maybe.
If you're listening, Chris, maybe I don't need you.
Yeah, maybe we don't. And then again, maybe we do. I think we all need Chris.
I think we all need
Chris. Chris is footing the bill for the station, so I think we do need Chris.
And after all, he is our connector. He connected us all.
He did, and that's really interesting because it's true, because you know, I got my start in podcasting because of Chris, and I met all of you folks because of Chris.
I got my other job because of Chris.
Did you really?
My, well, very high-paying job, and this,
after
a lot of encouragement from him, and all of you mm-hmm. on the station, you're all friends of mine.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think there's even other people. And, of course, you know, of course, Millie has a show now.
Yeah, so, Millie has Millie's World.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she's ever going to come on UKR, but that'd be cool if she could. It's interesting how many people who talk about, it's Mikey Holt and Ross Patzelt and all these people got started all because of Chris.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. By the way, Mikey was unbelievably helpful to me this week.
Mikey's just helpful in general.
He is the man. I call him the man.
Uh-huh.
Between him and my husband and Lee, I think I'm going to be okay tomorrow.
I think you'll be just fine, Suko. I think you got it. And if I'm around, I'll definitely call in.
I hope you do.
Yeah, I suspect I'll be around.
Good.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start wrapping things up here. Do you have any last things that you want to talk about, or should I go ahead and cut you off?
You can cut me off, but please, please, please listen to me tomorrow.
All right, I will do so.
Okay.
Good day, Suko. Bye. Good day. Bye. Bye. That was Suko Sullivan there, and a very rude Mikey calling in and saying sausage rolls just a few minutes ago. All right, so one last chance here to answer the music clips, because you're going to keep hearing these music clips every week until somebody does. So here are the music clips one more time. And, of course, if anybody wants to take a stab at the music quiz, they can feel free to Skype in at United Kingdom Radio. So we're just getting ready to wrap up the show. Suko, when she was talking, she reminded me of another stuck story that I have. And, of course, all my stuck stories involve travel, because that's kind of what I do. I'm sort of one of these people who has wanderlust and who loves to travel and travel as much as I can, but I don't have a lot of money to travel. But I did have another story, and it was a little bit similar to Suko's story, is that when I was coming back from a trip in 1994, I went up to Finland again. Yeah, I've been to Finland a lot of times for for somebody who isn't from there. But Paul and I went hiking up near the Arctic Circle, the Karhunkeros hiking trail, 50-mile trail up in the northern part of Finland. But on my way home from there, I had a layover in Amsterdam, and I was flying on KLM. And we had a normal flight up until the point where we were getting ready to leave Amsterdam. And we're taxiing and, you know, getting ready. And then we go to take off, and the front of the plane is in the air. And then we hear a loud hissing noise, really loud psst sort of noise. And they had to abort the takeoff. So that was pretty, pretty scary. It was some sort of a hydraulic failure on the plane. And they taxi us back to the taxiway and park the plane. And then they wouldn't let us off the plane. For some reason, they wouldn't let us off the plane. So that we were told, okay, well, we have a mechanical problem with the plane. We had half the plane was these blue-haired ladies from New York City who were freaking the hell out. And then we had, you know, the rest of us who just kind of wanted to get out of the plane and move around. And they say, well, okay, well, we're calling somebody to repair it. And time passed and time passed and time passed. They finally decided to serve us our in-flight meal while we're sitting on the ground in Amsterdam. So they do that. And they still wouldn't let us off the plane. So to make a long story short, we were on the plane for 6 hours in Amsterdam before the guy could repair the plane and take off again. In the meantime, there were people panicking and they wanted off the plane. Finally, they let them off the plane, but they were told if you get off the plane, you're not flying back to the States on this flight. And so that was all very exciting. So anyway, that was my other being stuck on the ground on an airplane for 6 hours in Amsterdam. All right, so it's time to wrap up the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks to all my lovely callers. It'd be Peter in Atlanta, Mikey Holt, and Suko. And of course, please feel free to call in next week on Tom Harris Live. This is Tom Harris in Chicago, Illinois, signing off. We'll see you next time.